and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering The Good Place, Season 1, Episode 12, Mindy St. Clair, and Season 1, Episode 13, Michael's Gambit.
Michael's Gambit. So this is the end of Season 1. And
boy, is it getting good.
It goes fast. So we have our usual disclaimers. I'm having disclaimers again. Which include that there are... there's cursing. There are spoilers. Again, if you have not watched this show, you need to, because it is very, very funny. And you know, we can only do so much in describing it. It is hilarious. And we are having something special to drink, and I'm going to describe it this time because it is a wine that I had asked for. It's called Francia Corta, which a lot of people have never heard of, including me, and I'm kind of a wine person. It is a sparkling wine from Italy. It is made like champagne, and it has grapes that are like Italian versions of champagne grapes. And it's, you know, you have like the same kind of Brut and Demi-Sec and all that stuff, but it's really good.
It is really good.
It's super delicate. It's got a little bit of that toasty feeling that you get with champagne. It is not like Prosecco at all. I was kind of expecting it to be fruity, yeah, like Prosecco. It's not like that at all.
It's kind of like in between.
Yeah, Prosecco is a completely different grape and it's a completely different process. So, but if you're into wine, you can look it up. If you're not into wine, sorry.
You can still try the wine.
It's good.
Anyway, let's get into Season 1, Episode 12, Mindy St. Clair. Flashback to Eleanor on the day of her death, being a menace at the grocery store and ignoring the humanitarian outside of the store, which gets her killed, essentially.
Yeah. Like, she's actually getting into an argument. She's not ignoring him. He calls her out, like, you've been mean to me every single time. And she's like, oh, yeah? And she's about to, like, get into it with him when she drops her margarita mix. And then the sequence of events we've already heard about happens.
Eleanor wakes up on the train. I would also like to point out in this moment that we don't see real Eleanor at all in the section, even though it was said that she was there trying to push her out of the way and got killed by the same thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Interesting. Eleanor wakes up on the train on the way to the medium place. Eleanor's nervous about getting caught. Sean is, meanwhile, in the good place. Mm-hmm. Sean is talking to Michael, to Tahani, and Chidi. And real Eleanor, about how bad Janet is presenting the bad place's argument.
Bad Janet is just, she comes in and she is arguing.
Well, she doesn't really have to argue much.
Yeah, she's basically like, look, this is going to be, you know, they're just stealing the train. I will say, just backing up a little bit. They're talking about going to the medium place and Jason is just being totally obnoxious. And Jason is going to be teaching Janet about sex. He mentioned he's on the train. but bad Janet is arguing for fake Eleanor. She's like, well, look, you know, just consider that Eleanor's stealing the train. And Sean, we find out, is because his other beingness, he really cannot handle any kind of emotional plea on behalf of anybody. So as soon as he detects emotion, he goes into a cocoon.
It's very funny.
It is very funny. So, of course, all the arguments that Chidi and Tahani and even Michael are trying to make have an emotional overlay. Tahani displays emotion. Like, he comes out of the cocoon and then Tahani displays some emotion. He goes right back into the cocoon.
Yeah.
Cocoon. 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 Cocoon.
Okay. They get to the medium place and there's basically nothing for miles.
They have to walk.
Janet doesn't have any abilities there. They find Mindy St. Clair's house and she is gardening naked. There was a welcome video including an advocate for the good place, a girl, and the bad place, Trevor.
Yay! Trevor is so funny.
He comes in and he goes, hey, are you pregnant? It's like, dude, fucking
the good place,
here.
Girl. It's like, this is not something you should ever ask a woman, and he's doing it because he's a bad place dude.
Mindy's mostly sucked, but did one great thing towards the end of her life, which is why they couldn't decide on where she deserved to end up. She got good things, but like the good place supplied good things, but the bad place made it slightly worse. Like, she got her favorite beer, but it's always going to be room temperature.
It's so funny.
She's going to have every song ever sung, but they're all going to be
Be
Beatles, sorry, Eagles live covers.
it's like it's so funny. There's gonna be spoken poetry by William Shatner.
Eleanor asks what Mindy did. Mindy says that she was a corporate lawyer and decided who was just high on cocaine all the time.
Yeah, she's been there for 30 years, by the way.
Yes. She was in the this was in the 80s.
And while they're having this conversation, Jason and Janet have gone off to have sex or try to figure
Yes.
out how to have sex. Sorry, go ahead.
She was a corporate lawyer who just did a lot of cocaine and was very distant from her family and did not make friends or any real connections. And decided to make plans one day for a great charity foundation to help people, and was going to use her life savings. She went to the bank the next day and she withdrew all of her life savings, and then she got killed.
Yeah, she fell on a subway rail, like the
Yes.
third rail or something.
And her sister used the money after she died to make the charity, and so she's helped all those people through that. And so all of those good points, do they go to her or do they not? And
Right.
so that's what the good and bad place couldn't decide.
And so Minnie is telling Eleanor, like, always look out for number one. Don't like be looking out for these other people, because Eleanor has one of the ethics books that Chidi had given her, and she's like, no, I need to help. Other people, and I need to be looking out for other people. We get another flashback. This time is Eleanor
Being a loner at her
at our
office.
office, right? She doesn't want to have people bringing her birthday cake because she doesn't want to be a joiner and then owe people for
Yeah, she
birthdays.
doesn't want
And
to owe people.
yeah, I kind of get
I
that.
get that too, but
I'm like, oh wow, I'm
still
glad
be
that
grateful
place.
that just be like,
Thanks
oh, thank you, but
so much. Oh wow.
then Sean goes to is talking to the people who are in the good place, and he asks for the whole story. Michael mentions Jason being on the train too, but Sean's just like, we're not going to cover that. That's a completely different thing. He hears their arguments for why she deserves to stay in a monotone way because he can't handle emotion. Sean has heard that she's not in the bad place
She's in an
at this
unknown
point. She's
place.
they don't know where she is. Sean looks at Eleanor's bad memories.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, that he's about to. Meanwhile, Eleanor
Eleanor is putting pictures around
of her
Mindy's.
friends, and there's a really cute one of Chidi reading. It's so cute.
And Mindy like doesn't not want to be around anyone. She doesn't want company at all. We see that Janet and Jason are failing, but failing very happily at figuring out how to have sex.
They still don't know.
They still don't know. Cutting back, Chidi is standing up for Eleanor, trying to distract Sean from actually looking at the memories. And Tani like puts in two, and Sean says a ruling has been reached.
And then he's like, oh, you need to hear it. Yes. He says Eleanor is a bad person and deserves to be in the bad
Bad
place.
place.
And so does Jason because
Yeah,
he's from Florida.
Jason's from Florida. Ah, he goes to that.
They use bad Janet to connect with good Janet, almost like a walkie-talkie
That's called walkie-talkie mode, so yes.
in the medium place. And Sean gives them a message about how if Eleanor and Jason don't, how they deserve to be in the bad place. And if Eleanor and Jason don't come back by the end of the day, Chidi and Tahani will go instead for aiding them.
This is hilarious because the conversation that the walkie-talkie Janet interrupts is Jason and Janet going through diagrams and different ways to have sex.
It's very
And
similar to
what
that Queen Charlotte
Yeah, well,
moment
yeah,
where,
like where it's
like,
like, oh, you can do it
or
like
Lady
this way or
Danbury
that
is
way.
like drawing
These are like
pictures.
cryptic drawings of like different positions, basically.
Oh God, it's so
But
funny.
when the voice cuts in and you hear like Sean's voice, Jason's kind of
Janet's
like,
face
can
almost
I
like,
do
well, J
that?
Janet's face is like almost like an O face anyway.
And Jason's like, is she having an orgasm? Did I make that happen?
It's so
So
stupid.
funny. And then they just like grab a diagram off the wall and go in the other room.
He's thrilled, but
Yes.
Eleanor's upset and decides to go back. Mindy explains that they shouldn't leave because of self-preservation, obviously, because even if they do go back, they're going to go to the bad place and be miserable and never see their friends again. If they stay here, they're not going to the bad place and they will still never see their friends again, but whatever.
Yeah, but in any case, we've got them walking back to the train, and it's Jason runs up behind them with Molotov cocktail to throw at the train and misses.
They yelled Bortles. Michael acts as Janet for Chidi and Tahani while they wait. He's even dressed like her.
It's so
It's
funny.
so hilarious. I'm glad you pointed it out because I didn't notice.
The
I love
outfit
it
is
so much.
so funny. He's got like the little vest and the
He brings the
bone plow.
froyo.
It is so
Eleanor has to convince Jason to have them go back, otherwise Janet won't, because she has a ride or die like clause in her brain for Jason. Eleanor admits that she's scared of the bat place too, but they can't abandon their friends. Flashback to Eleanor
As a child, yeah.
trying to get her parents back together on her birthday so that she can have them sign emancipation papers, because fuck them.
And she does. She gets them to sign it, has her own apartment, and she eats cake by herself in that apartment.
She tells Jason she lived alone at a young age. Eleanor has been using them, her parents, as an excuse for n not being a good person, but she's not going to use them as an excuse anymore.
Right, that antisocial thing, she feels like it's been their behavior that caused it, but the truth is it's been her choices. So they prepare for their trip to the bad place.
Well, no,
Oh, I'm sorry. So
no.
Chidi and
Yeah.
Tahani, Sean is telling them you've got to prepare for your trip to the bad place
Give
and the
them
time.
fedoras.
He gives them fedoras that are just so funny.
Because the
And
timer has ended at this point.
right. And Eleanor runs in
Like a
seconds
minute
late,
late.
like and she's like, no, wait, we're actually here. You can't send them to the bad place. We're here, we're gonna take our medicine, right? And Sean's like, well, you all can decide. We need two people. You all decide for yourselves. I'm giving you 30 minutes. You decide who goes. And that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Trevor. Trevor, I cannot express to you. He's probably my least favorite person on this entire TV show. Like, as a person, he's probably the worst one. However, he's so funny. It's so funny how awful he is. And they're so unapologetic about it too. Like, I love, and also Adam Scott just kills me. He's so funny in this role. And he just, because he's channeling all the men he's ever met. And obviously, the writers are channeling all the awful people they've met in their lives or like hearing from other people. And they're just taking from reality in such a way that it's so funny and real. It's just like, hey, you pregnant? It's like such, it's what a drunk frat bro would say
Well,
is Trevor.
that's basically bad Janet too. She's got
Yes.
like the bleach blonde hair. She wears
She like looks
leather.
like she's from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, she definitely does. And she's like, her attitude is
Up your mom's butt.
yeah. So yeah. But Trevor is actually just amazingly
So
funny.
funny.
He is just he's own there's not multiple Trevors, there's just one Trevor.
Jason and Janet. So freaking
Oh my
funny.
God.
Jason in particular thinking that he could blow up the train with one Molotov cocktail yelling Bortles. It's the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. That is so funny. I can't even. That
I
was also very funny. I can't. You didn't touch her, so I'm assuming not. I mean, like, not that you can't have like a touchless one, but it's harder. Anyway, Eleanor is very great in this episode. I love her little hominess and like putting up little pictures of Chidi and of Tahani and
Yeah.
Jason and of all of that and of just her. She kept Chidi's book because she knew how much it means to her, and she's reading that. She's still keeping up with her studies, even though she doesn't necessarily have to in the medium place. It's clear how much she has improved and how much she wants to continue to improve. It's lovely. Michael
Yeah.
acting as Janet in particular is very funny.
Yeah.
And him like having to explain all of Sean's idiosyncrasies is very funny as well. And it's like, yeah, no, he'll go into his little cocoon
It's
and if
so
there's too
funny.
much in motion. And Chidi.
Yeah.
I love Chidi being passionate about Eleanor's progress because he's seen it firsthand, and it's very great. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm all of those. I agree with all of those. That agree. I agree with that. Well, my only worst part, I'm just gonna jump in here, is Mindy St. Clair. She's fucking terrible.
I said, actually, I'll take Tahani off the list. I did find it funny that she said that when she's talking to Chidi about when they find out that they might be going to the bad place, she's like, tap water and knockoff handbags. And
And
Chidi's like,
just
you think that's
that's how
hell? So funny. And
yes.
I would say Eleanor in the flashbacks, but it does make me sympathize with
Oh, I
Eleanor.
sympathize with Eleanor,
And
definitely.
even the one with the birthday cake, I'm like, yeah,
Yeah, no,
I can't blame
I
you
get that
there.
shit.
Like,
I
I can
get that
blame
shit.
Eleanor for a lot of things, but like her, it's really, she literally did, she was a self-starter in many ways. She's the one who kind of made herself who she is today by, like, she separated
Good and
herself,
bad.
yeah, good and bad. She did the good thing by separating herself from a very toxic situation with her family and by getting the emancipation papers. But she also did it really young, so she didn't get a chance to be a kid and to make those immature decisions. So she just kind of stayed in a almost arrested development stage of like, I'm going to be a party girl and I don't really care what people think. And she wasn't surrounded by really good morals all her life, and so she just didn't really get any of that, which
Yeah.
is in some ways not her fault, but at the same time, you didn't have to make the decision you had to make.
Right. I mean, you're still surrounded by people who have a moral compass,
You
or you can surround yourself with those people.
can
She
choose to do it.
she's chosen to not be part of any group. She's chosen to be antisocial, and that's kind of the problem. I mean, and there's antisocial, like you're an introvert. That's not what Eleanor is. But she's like antisocial isn't like she doesn't like she does not interact well with humans.
Yeah, I would also say Mindy Sinclair is the worst part, but at the same time, one thing I will say about Mindy, if she wasn't so into cocaine, I get her a little bit better. I think that if you're just stuck in like a nothing place where like nothing's quite good, nothing's quite bad, you just kind of have to make your own
She spends
fun.
all of her time like masturbating. It's
Yeah, but I don't think she
insane.
has a Janet to like, I don't know, do anything for
Yeah, that's
her,
true.
get her
Hannah's off on
anything.
me,
Like,
so.
she's stuck with the same day over. It's like Groundhog Day. So, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to keep yourself occupied, and that's how she keeps
30
herself occupied.
years.
Like, the
Yikes.
only like movies that she has are
Or
like,
Cannonball Run and Cannonball
and
Run 2.
no, and how they made Cannonball
Cannonball
Run.
Run. No, it's Cannonball Run 2 and the
And how
making
they,
of
the making of
Cannonball
Cannonball
Run
Run 2.
Holy
It's
crap.
the whole thing with, I didn't say this in my best parts, but it was kind of in plot, it was grouped in with the Trevor thing of like
Yes.
how they made the medium place is
Yeah,
so
it's
funny. Of
so
like, how
medium.
we have all of the songs from every artist, but they're all
Oh,
sung
sung
by
by
the
the
Eagles
Eagles.
live. It's like, what the fuck? That's really funny.
I like the Eagles. Good stuff.
No, I like the Eagles too, but it's very funny that all of them
Right.
Eagles covered.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's no like Billy Joel for you.
There's
Okay.
no, there's nothing for you other
Yeah,
than
sorry.
Eagles. Yeah, I'd say Mindy Sinclair, but I do get her to a certain degree, but I also don't love her constantly talking about cocaine. I feel like
They could have
that
given her another dimension.
it's one thing that The Good Place sometimes does, but like when you have someone who's really one-dimensional, like Trevor, like at least he's like one note, but he has like different flavors,
Yeah.
if that makes sense. Where whereas
There's
Mindy.
dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate. He's got all the chocolates.
What is no,
He's
I'm
got
just
different flavors, one note.
it's no, it's just a different, like, you get to hear different jokes from him.
Yeah,
It's
fair.
all in the same vein of like being a douche, awful person, but they're all different and they all show different kinds of
Douchiness.
douchiness that you would see day to day. And then you've got Mindy Sinclair, who just has one note. And I mean, I think maybe that's the point because she's stuck in the medium place and everything's one note, but either way.
Yep.
What's your overall grade?
A minus. I liked this episode.
I'm stuck between an A and an A minus because
There's a lot of good stuff in
there's
this
so much
episode.
good stuff in
Sure.
this episode.
That's true.
And I will say the next episode is probably one of the absolute best in the series.
Yeah, I agree.
And I would say that this is a really, really good episode. And I
It is.
really love, again, it shows off the development that all these characters have had, like Chidi's belief in Eleanor, Eleanor's belief in
I think what
bettering
makes
herself.
it not an A for me is I don't think it's a standalone, right?
I get that. I get that. I
Yeah.
think I remember The Medium Place, but it's not like the thing I remember from it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'd say A minus as well. Let's get into episode 13, Michael's Gambit.
End of the season.
Yep. Flashback to Michael when he became an architect.
He was assigned a neighborhood. Da da da.
That's it.
And
They
he gets
have
to move into the part of the office that says architects
fancy.
only.
So Tahani, Jason, Eleanor and Chidi have 30 minutes to decide which two will go to the bad place. Michael is sad that he blew it with the neighborhood. He said, "This is the saddest day of my life." And the clown doors close in front of him.
I don't know if we've mentioned this. So the bedroom,
yes, we have.
It, like, has these sliding.
We mentioned this in the pilot.
Doors, and it usually plays music. It's hilarious.
It's the only time. So I love that the only times you get the clown doors are in the first episode and the last episode of the first season.
Funny.
They might use it again later on. I don't recall.
I don't recall either, but it's so funny.
Eleanor says that her and Jason are going to decide to go, and Chidi and Tahani are like, yep.
Okay,
Jason,
cool.
Jason protests, and he said, "Let's look at this ethnically."
Okay.
He means ethically, but that's very funny.
And then they start talking about consequentialism. Jason
yes.
remembered it, and
she's like, "This is the one time you remember it."
And he, what he says is, "He who smelled it
murdered Janet." Well, the thing is, Jason brings up a separate but interesting point of, like, yes, we were not good people on Earth. We didn't do anything in the good place that was, like, all that bad. We were even, in some cases, we were even improving. He stayed out of everybody's way and didn't, like, make any waves or anything.
Eleanor
was
getting better,
self-improving. Whereas Chidi killed Janet.
It's like, yeah.
But Chidi was like, it was because of you. But okay. But he was also going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Eleanor talks to Jason. She pulls him aside about how they don't want to go. But since Chidi and Tahani are better people, they deserve to stay.
And
Tahani, meanwhile, is talking to Chidi. And he's like, they're plotting something.
And she's like, no, Eleanor's not going to do that. She wouldn't do that. That kind of stuff now.
But Chidi also in this moment is defending Eleanor and kind of admitting to having feelings for her, because Tahani's like, you're just saying that because you have feelings for her. And he's like, I'm not going to talk about that right now.
But when Eleanor comes back, she's like, she says, like, he feels like he failed Eleanor. Mm-hmm. And she says, no, you didn't. You are like my flashlight.
Yeah, because Jason has agreed to go with Eleanor. They've made the decision. They say their goodbyes. Chidi's saying
real life. Eleanor's like, I'll go with you too.
Yeah, real Eleanor comes in and is like, I'll go with you. I'll take one of the slots because Chidi isn't her soulmate and she doesn't belong here, so they have to choose just one more person instead. Making it even harder.
Yes.
Sean talks to Michael about how Michael will be in trouble and might get retired.
It's like, whoa.
Flashback to Michael trying to design a neighborhood differently and to be there for fun.
And he's inspired for a bold new plan.
He just calls it the good place.
Yeah.
Eleanor's real so creative there. Eleanor says she'll go to the bad place with real Eleanor, but Chidi says he'll go instead, but they fight about it. Like, what essentially Chidi's argument is, well, she's my soulmate, so I'm going to be with her in hell. And it's like, or the bad
he's
place.
He's talking about real Eleanor.
Real Eleanor will be.
And then Tahani's like, no, Chidi, you really love me, so I'll go with Chidi to the bad place.
And like, it's like, what the fuck are you? But that's not even on the table.
And, you know, every time there's a discussion about who's going to go, Jason chimes in.
Babe, we did it.
You stay. He throws his hand.
Tahani's like, I'll go. Babe, we did it. We'll stay. And so
Eleanor calls to Michael and Sean. And
well, first she has this moment of realization because she's looking at everyone arguing and she's just like, holy forking shirt balls. And then she calls Michael and Sean in and she she gets Michael and Sean to come in and says that her and Chidi are going to the bad place. And Michael's like, what? What are you talking about?
And she's like, no, it's good. It's fine.
No, it's fine. We're going. Yeah. And Chidi's trying to like be like, no. And it's like, no, that's what's happening. And Sean refuses this conclusion. But Eleanor's like, no, that's the decision we made. You said we needed to pick two. Those are the two we're going to pick. The human rights activist comes barging in with a large book saying he found a loophole.
I found an obscure precedent in the rules.
And Eleanor ignores it. She's like, nope, me and Chidi are going to the bad place. Eleanor reveals that while they were fighting, she was like, wow, this is torture. This doesn't feel right.
Yes.
And she says, they can't send us anywhere because we're already in the bad place. This was such a good fucking reveal.
It's a great, and then Michael has this huge evil laugh.
It's such a good evil laugh.
Everyone else is
so shocked. I've seen a video of the actors who played Jason Tahani and I think Janet reacting to this moment. It's the funniest shit in the world because they didn't see it coming either.
Oh, fun. So they didn't know this was in the script. That's
I think
fun.
that they were told like pretty late in the game. Like I
That's
think they
funny.
were, yeah, because that's such
That's
an
funny.
interesting, because it changes everything. So you
It
don't want to
really
like
does.
change how you're acting to fit that.
And so what gets talked about is that this is like the dumpster of their worst anxieties, and they have been torturing each other. And Jason actually is the one who got it first. He's like this is like some big,
Prank show.
hoax. It's a prank show.
This was when, like, he was first talking to Eleanor. He's just like, "I think we're on a prank show, man." And she's just like,
Jason's
"No,
like, I wouldn't."
I win." Real
Man.
Eleanor comes in and confesses her love for Chidi, but Michael stops her. Her name's Vicky, actually,
Yeah,
and she
same.
was just an actress. And she's like, "Fuck all of you."
I worried about
I was working on this 3-minute
motivation.
monologue about how much I love Chidi and blah blah blah, and Chidi's like in shock.
There's a flashback to Michael actually presenting this idea at a round table, and Sean's at the head of, and because Sean says, like, I told you, Sean is taunting Michael about how this idea would absolutely not work, and
He
how
said, "I'd give it 6 months," and
I give,
Michael's like, "I'll give it 1,000 years."
it'll last 1,000 years. And while they're having the meeting, this demon comes in and is like, oh, I thought we had the room. And Michael's like, no, we have it for another 30 minutes or something like that.
It's revealed.
Everyone else in the neighborhood has been in on it this whole time.
And they've been making scenarios to make them miserable. Like the PI and the therapist who were sequestered with Eleanor and Chidi when they were having relationship problems. That obviously was staged. And it went off the rails when Eleanor confessed. They didn't account for that. Jason
He
isn't,
also underestimated
sorry.
Chidi. I mean, so
And the
clear.
effect that they would have on each other. Because essentially what Michael was doing when he was proposing this was he brought in only four people, then that was specifically the four people who would torture each other the most with very specific ways. And because of all the reasons, it's pretty clear why.
But he talks about it. But he specifically has, I underestimated cheating, and I didn't know that Jason was going to fall in love with that Janet
Janet.
was going to fall in love with Jason.
But also, Janet isn't one of them. They stole a good place, Janet, to do this experiment.
Exactly. So Tahani says, oh, what? But why would I be here? And she's like, oh, my motivations were corrupt the whole time. And Chidi hurts people with his rigidity and his indecisiveness. And they succeed in bringing them all together. And that's what messed things up. If they hadn't been all together, this is Michael's theory, if they were all together, and the next time we spread them out and we start over and we can like make this work.
I'm gonna erase your memories and start again. They don't know what to do.
And Sean's like, I guess, whatever.
One more chance. Eleanor writes in the ethics book and feeds it to Janet because Janet's the only one that's not gonna be
She
able to
pulls out a
not gonna
page,
change.
and she writes a note.
And he and Michael resets them. Eleanor wakes up and Michael starts again
She's at the office
right from the
again.
very beginning. And he introduces her to a sexy mailman as her soulmate. And whenever she tries, much like when she was introduced to Chidi after Michael leaves, she tries to confess to him about the fact that she doesn't belong there.
And he's
And
just
he
like,
just
I
is
gotta
like,
go work out, and takes the
every
shirt
time
off.
she tries to say what she wants to say, he's just like, "Can this wait? I've gotta go work out, babe." And
And
he
takes
takes off his
the
shirt and
shirt. She's like,
leaves.
ooh.
And then Janet hands her the piece of paper, and it says, "Eleanor, find Chidi."
And she's like, what's a Chidi? And that's the end of the episode. We have more seasons to come. Oh my goodness, I love this
I
episode.
love this episode.
Actually, of course, the best part is, and I'm just jumping in here, the best part's the twist. I mean,
Agreed.
the twist is fantastic. I love Eleanor, I love Michael, I love Chidi, Jason and Janet, like always. I really feel like this was really, really great. What were your best parts?
The twist in all caps. Eleanor for figuring all this shit out. Like, go girl. Chidi. For defending Eleanor in that moment to Tahani. Jason being like, we win. Let's think of this ethnically. It's like, what the fuck is up with you, man? Michael, Janet. Michael is so, I love Ted Danson because even
Yeah.
when he's like being maniacal and being like, he's still so hammy and I love it because even it's so clear to me that even though he has like all this malicious intent
He's
and
so
all that stuff,
charming.
he's just a charming goofball who like
He
still
can't help
is
it though.
like, this is why he wanted to torture them, but it was like fun for him. Like it was a fun little experiment and he might have gotten a little too close to it. It's a whole thing. I love it.
Oh, but wait, there are possibilities. So
And
yeah.
I would also like to say sexy mailman. He is the funniest shit alive. I cannot deal with the fact that the way he avoids getting closer to Eleanor or for Eleanor to tell anybody about this situation, he just takes off his shirt and says, "I'm gonna go work out, babe,"
that
and then leaves. That is the funniest shit in the universe, and I love it so much.
is really funny.
What were your worst parts? I don't know.
So I wrote down real Eleanor, and I guess
Oh, Vicky.
maybe
I kind of liked Vicky in the end just
like,
because, like,
oh, fuck, you
but I
know.
also kind of respect it, like her being like, but I was rehearsing for so long out there. I was ready for my big emotional moment with T. That's so
Sean,
funny.
maybe.
Yeah, I guess Sean, but I also kind of find Sean very funny. So it's kind of a question mark on him.
But those were the only two things that I could think of to write down. I gave this an A. I think
I
it's a
think it's
great
an A
episode.
plus.
Oh,
I really
so
love
is
this
it a
episode?
standalone though? I
I think
mean,
it
most of
is.
the A plus
Well,
pluses would be
okay, well,
standalone.
sure, but I think of Downton Abbey season two.
Yeah.
That is built off of so much development and a lot of storylines coming together, but we still gave it an A plus because it deserved it. I think that this is a ri if this had Trevor, it would be over the edge for me.
Oh, yeah,
Because
for
if
sure.
Trevor came in and was
Absolutely.
like, "Yo, you pregnant?" That would be so fucking funny. But sexy mailman is enough for me because this is so funny. I love the concept of, "Oh, I'm just gonna try again. Let's see if it happens again." But I also love, like, because I really love these characters and I love the situation and Tawny's there too. And I really like the idea of them being put in this situation, but ever so slightly different. Like most of the times in like different shows, I would find that really just repetitive and boring. But in this show, for some reason, it's perfect because they're such interesting and well-developed characters that you want to see them in weird, different situations. It's like sitcom characters. You want to see them in weird, different scenarios and see how they react. It's just fun.
Yeah, it is fun because and that's part of what this show clearly is gonna do. It's gonna
And I
like,
love
let's
that.
mix it up. Let's see how they
And it's
interact
so
with.
weird, and I love it.
Well, right. I mean, it is like playing with algorithms and all the kind of things. It's super fun.
And they're willing to go there. And I love that.
It's fun.
They're willing to be just insulting. It's very funny.
We have a lot more to cover, but this first season, of course, is just so great.
So you're
So
just going to stick with an A?
I'm sticking with the A right now. I
Okay.
could change my mind, but I kind of feel like it's an A.
From what I recall, this is, I think, my favorite episode of the
It
series.
might be, I don't know. Because I know there are things that I really love about how the characters develop too,
Yeah, I
as
do
things go
too.
along. So we're gonna see.
There
But
might
and
be multiple, we'll never
there
know.
might be, we don't
But
know.
this is an A plus for me. The
No,
sexy mailman set it over the
it
edge.
is a great episode for sure. So we hope that you join us for season two of The Good Place. And
Oh, I
oh.
forgot to mention. Sorry. There was also an ever so slight change whenever Eleanor woke up. Instead of saying everything is fine, it said everything is great. And also, Janet is in green now instead of blue.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure there was a different tie and I wasn't paying
It's
attention.
so
I'm
funny.
sorry.
I love that they just made ever so slight changes. Oh, it's in the opening presentation, it's like a dog and a tiger or
Oh, no,
something
it's a
holding hands.
monkey
A
and a
monkey and a
baby.
tiger.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, we're gonna see more of those kinds of things. We hope we pick up on them and note them for you. If we don't, do it. Let us know. Let us know
Tell
what we
us.
missed. We are looking forward to having you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.